Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Can you really over-exercise or over-train after the age of 40? Hi guys, this is Alex here, Alex Blaszewski from Growing Younger Fitness. And today in this podcast, we're going to explore and discuss this very topic. Can you really overtrain and possibly do some damage to your body, particularly after the age of 40? So first of all, I want to set the scene. Now, this question is actually often asked by people who are actually not currently exercising or hardly exercising. So I guess to a certain degree, it might be a fear of the unknown. So people who are currently not very active, not exercising, they seem to have this fear that if they start exercising, they may possibly overdo it, which is fair enough. So we're going to really delve into this today and discuss this in quite a bit of detail. So you probably have heard the notion with exercise. I mean, everyone knows that exercise is absolutely probably one of the most beneficial things for your health that there is. There's also a belief that the more exercise, the better, which is false in a way, because even though exercise is great for most of us, you can get to the point where, it's too much is too much. And to be fair, like your threshold of over-exercising where your body cannot cope with the or volume or intensity of the exercise does get lower as we get older. The other thing I wanted to mention before I go any further with this topic is that if you're an average person over 40, statistically, you are a lot more likely to under-exercise than over-exercise. Okay, so I think currently the way things stand, the vast majority of people are not doing enough exercise. And there's only a relatively small number of people who are actually at risk of over-exercising. So I thought that's important to mention before we go any further. So let's discuss what defines over-exercising. What is over-exercising, over-training? So first of all, we need to mention, the way you benefit from exercising is by putting a certain amount of stress on the body, whether it's cardiovascular or resistance training, strength training. You're putting a certain amount of stress on the body, and the body has this amazing ability to adapt. So let's say in the case of strength training, you are pretty much putting strain on the muscles. The muscles actually, that you're actually doing some little bit of damage to the muscle. And then once the muscle recovers, it actually becomes stronger. Okay, so this process is called a process of adaptation. So whatever you stress you're putting on the body, it has this ability to adapt to it. So it gradually recovers from it. However, if you're putting too much stress on the body too fast, what will happen is the damage that you're doing to the body is done at a quicker rate than it has the ability to recover from. Okay, so if you keep doing this over and over and over again, essentially your body is not able to basically recover from it, and you're causing either an injury or some other health issue. So what are the common ways of overtraining? So you could just go a little bit too hard, like the intensity of the exercise is just too much for you. The body will not be able to cope with it. Or the duration. You might choose to, let's say you start running and you start running for, you might go from no running to like running 1 or 2 hours a day. Okay, so that would not be probably a wise thing to do. Or the frequency of your workout. So for example, you might go from maybe going for a jog once a week to just doing it every single day. So too often, and your body doesn't get enough time to recover in between your workouts. So examples, like probably a good example of your kind of a high intensity workout that's a bit too much for the body would be a HIIT training, like a high intensity interval training, if you are not used to it. Okay, so high interval, high intensity interval training can be a very useful thing for the body if you build up to it. But if you're not used to exercise and suddenly you hit it, you smash it with this kind of intense workout, it may not be able to cope very well. Or if you choose to go long distance running and, you know, your body is maybe not fit enough, not strong enough to cope with it, that could be another way of sustaining some kind of injury. And a fair thing to mention as well would be the fact that as we get older, the thresholds of where we may actually reach a point of overtraining is certainly, you're certainly lower. Okay, so you don't need to train as hard in order for you to feel the effects of overtraining, such as fatigue, various injuries, as opposed to when you were sort of in your 20s. So, I guess what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms of overtraining? How do you know that you're overtraining? So these things may include a wide range of things. Okay, so maybe injuries are happening too frequently. Okay, so might be like ankle, knee, hip pain, lower back. You know, you name it. If injuries start to happen too frequently, you might be experiencing fatigue that's kind of not normal for you. So I don't just mean feeling tired. I mean, it's okay to feel tired, but if you feel this excessive fatigue that kind of lasts longer than usual and triggered by things that are quite trivial, so maybe if you just go for a normal walk and you might feel quite fatigued from that, that might be a sign that you're overtraining. So you might be experiencing symptoms of a general burnout. That is definitely something to keep an eye out for. Another example of overtraining, and this is quite specific, stress fractures. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're aware, stress fractures essentially is where you might, again, you're overtraining, you're putting too much stress on your body over a long enough period of time, and you can actually develop these very fine cracks through the body. So they're more common in the legs because it is often caused by excessive running. So you know, your shins are quite prone to it. There's certain parts of your foot that are also prone to it. And as we get older, our bone density tends to decrease, especially for women who are going through menopause. So your bone strength tends to suffer, unfortunately. And so you're more susceptible to stress fractures if you are overtraining. But then again, I want to make it clear, for you to get a stress fracture, you really need to be pushing your body quite hard. So don't let that stop you from going for that walk that you know you need to take, right? So gentle, kind of normal intensity training or exercise is very unlikely to cause a stress fracture unless you know that you are suffering from something like osteoporosis, which is, you know, a severe weakening of your bone tissue. And another aspect that I also need to mention is people who suffer from underlying medical conditions. And so there's a whole wide array of things that I could not list every single medical condition that could affect your exercise limitations. So you would need to be guided by your doctor, by your health professional. But I will mention a couple of common ones. So people who suffer from either fibromyalgia or a chronic fatigue syndrome. So clearly these people need to be very careful, especially if you're new to exercise and you're just starting your fitness journey. I would highly recommend that you take very small increments, so very, you know, small baby steps. Start at a very low intensity where you feel very comfortable. Give it a couple of days to recover. See how your body responds, and then you can adjust your intensity accordingly. Okay, so people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, they should be taking care. And I would also suggest working with a qualified fitness instructor and also getting some feedback from your doctor as well at the same time. And there's just a few other symptoms of overtraining that I want to mention here. So as I said before, persistent fatigue. If you're getting kind of unusual muscle soreness that doesn't seem to settle within a couple of days after a workout, probably not a good sign. If you feel that your fitness levels are dropping, so your performance levels are dropping, and there's no other reason to explain it. If you're experiencing difficulty falling asleep, insomnia, and also if you're getting like a bit of a, you know, mood swings as well. So all these things are usually a sign that you may be possibly experiencing overtraining. Now, but I still want to emphasize the fact that you are, if you're an average person over 40, you are unlikely to be really kind of overtraining. Certainly you're more likely to be undertraining than overtraining. And the people who are more at risk of overtraining are your sort of competitive elite athletes, okay? So, you know, Olympic athletes, you might have read that, you know, they experience, you know, hormonal, you know, bad hormonal changes in response to overtraining, and all these symptoms that I just mentioned. They are relatively common in that in that group of people. But again, if you are just an average person just starting to exercise, you are less likely to experience these symptoms of overtraining. However, if you are feeling like you're pushing your body a little bit too hard, okay, so you may just have to adjust your training intensity, or training volume or frequency, how often you train. As I said, it's definitely a good idea to be working with a fitness professional, so they can guide you along this path, because otherwise it can be very confusing to figure out what it is that you, you know, what is the right type of training that you should be involved in. Another recommendation that I can give you is that you should just listen to your body. Okay, so the body, our bodies are quite unique in the way that it actually, they will generally, if we're doing something wrong, they will generally tell us. Okay, so if you're feeling that, if you get a gut feeling that something is not right, either you're getting these niggles that are a little bit unusual, or you know, you're just not feeling right after training or after, you know, trying a new exercise regime, you should probably adjust it, okay? So listen to your body. And look, the more you've been exercising, the longer you've been exercising, the more you get to know your body and you're kind of more in touch with what it tells you. And so you're able to respond more accurately to the messages, I guess, that the body is sending you. So don't ignore what you feel, and do respond to it. So what are the kind of things that you can do to prevent overtraining? And if you are feeling like you might be overtraining, what are the things that you can do to help it? So particularly if you're a person who is doing a lot of cardiovascular exercises, and you think you might be doing too much, particularly with running, I would suggest doing significant amount of strength training, because I see a lot of people who are you know, possibly marathon runners, triathletes, so they get, people tend to kind of, if they get into something, they go all the way, okay? So people who get into their kind of cardiovascular type training, if you're really a fan of, you know, marathons or triathlons, I mean, that's cool, it's really good and healthy, but quite often these people, they tend to not do enough strength training, okay? So yeah, if you're doing a lot of cardio, you may lose a bit of muscle as well, because you're burning a lot of calories. And if you're starting to get weaker, you're actually more likely to get injured when you run, okay? So strength training should go hand in hand with cardiovascular training, such as running. So basically what you want to do is you want to have a bit of a balance between cardiovascular training and strength training, okay? So, and you can go all the way, you know, like some people only do strength training, they just go to the gym and lift heavy weights and do no cardio, okay? So that is not a good way to train either. So you should have a bit of a balance between the two. Now, particularly as we get older, you should allow for rest days, and your rest days and how many of them you should have and how often, it really depends on your training intensity and your tolerance level. So again, this is probably where number one, you need to listen to your body and also work with a help with a fitness professional that will help you guide you through this process. And if you do start to notice any kind of new niggles and pains in your body that don't seem to go away within a few days, I think that's probably a good idea to go and see a health professional to get a proper diagnosis to see what actually is going on. Now, just kind of at the end of this podcast is a bit of a summary. I wanted to also just, this is purely based on my experience in the fitness industry and also being a physio. I think the two most common groups of people that are likely to overtrain would be, number one, would be your, 100% dedicated marathon runners and triathletes, okay? So people who are extremely fit, they are super keen, they pretty much go for like a 10 or 20K run as a leisurely Sunday morning, Sunday morning jog, okay? So these people, they can overtrain, okay? And they are also at risk of not doing enough strength training. And so therefore they get like knee injuries, they get ankle injuries, simply because they're doing too much, possibly too much training, and also they're not doing enough strength workouts to maintain the stability of their joints. Okay, so this is one group that has a good sort of chance of overtraining. The second group is those people who are very new to exercise. They haven't done much exercise in a while, and they just start. Okay, they start. They probably don't know what they're doing. They might go from nothing at all to starting to run. And especially if you're carrying a bit of excess weight, running may not be the best way to start, because then you may get ankle injuries, foot injuries, knee injuries. Or even like, not necessarily running, but again, like if you're new to exercise and you join the gym, and again, you don't really know what you're doing, you see a machine in the gym and you just try it. Your technique might be bad. You might pick the weight that's a bit too heavy for you. And so that way you can cause an injury, or you can cause some kind of medical problem just because you don't really know what you're doing and you're over-exercising. So if you're starting out, get some help, get some proper professional guidance, so you can drastically, reduce the risk of you overtraining just by doing that, okay? So those are the two groups of people that have a high risk of overtraining. If you're super, super fit, super cardiovascularly fit, and you're doing these, crazy things like ultramarathons, triathlons, and I'm not saying these things are bad, it's just that, sometimes you do some, in my experience, a lot of these people, they tend to overtrain, and also they don't do enough strength training. And the second group, of course, is the people who are just new to exercise. They don't really know what's right and what's wrong, okay? Cool. Okay, well, look, I hope that this was helpful. And look, I wanted to ask you guys, I haven't sort of, haven't asked you this before, but if you find that these podcasts are quite helpful, if you find the information helpful, please share this podcast with your friends that who you think it might help as well. And also subscribe to our channel. That would be much appreciated. I'm going to keep bringing you more really sort of up-to-date, scientifically proven news on how to keep yourself healthy and fit after the age of 40. All right, all the best for now.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.